In 2017, Syracuse Jewish Family Service invited WRVO to help celebrate its 125th anniversary by recording the stories and significant lifetime experiences of Central New Yorkers. The resulting project is Story Sharing CNY, a collection of discussions between family and friends presented in their own words. Now we're sharing these stories with you. In this edition of Story Sharing CNY, Catherine Stamm talks with her father, David, who reflects on his priorities since being diagnosed with ALS and on his passion for writing about polar exploration.
I was concerned when I got my diagnosis as to what I would do with the rest of my life, which I thought would be fairly short. It hasn't turned out to be short, but I have been able to answer three of my desires at that point. One was to maintain some scholarly production in what is now my chosen field of polar, Arctic, and Antarctic studies. The second thing was I realized I'd had a long and busy life and career, and so I was concerned about all the great literature I had not read. My third desire was to make sure that my brain would be available for research when I died. And I was very lucky as a veteran to discover that the Veteran Administration is developing a brain repository, and I have signed up for that.
I have noticed that since you have had caregivers from the VA and since you've been going to the VA, that you've met lots of really interesting people, and you often tell me about them. Can you share some of your experiences with the VA?
Yeah. They have a program called Respite Care, and that program allows for me to spend time in the VA hospital. And I have developed an extraordinary admiration for those caregivers, and I've met a lot of them. You know, and the other people, because I'm not traveling anymore, I'm sort of mining old friendships, which are like new.
So how did you get interested in polar exploration?
I retired in 98. And around 98, a friend at the Grolier Club, a book club in New York, said, why don't you do an exhibition? And we said yes. This is 99. And it took us 6 years to do an exhibit. And it was just so exciting. I couldn't leave it alone. And we started writing on explorers, and then we got invitations, and we lectured about this subject. And so for 20 years now, I have been collecting anything I could find anywhere. And I have about 9 articles in pretty good shape, which the copy editor and I are putting together into a book. And one of my wishes is that I live to see that.
I want to see your book, too.
David Stamm with his daughter, Catherine. This and other story-sharing CNY recordings are archived online at WRVO.org.